Most of the psychedelics driving the modern research renaissance, psilocybin, LSD, mescaline, DMT, are variations on a single theme: nitrogen-bearing molecules that plug into the serotonin 2A receptor. Salvia divinorum breaks every part of that pattern. Its active compound, salvinorin A, contains no nitrogen at all, ignores serotonin entirely, and throws a switch deep in the opioid system that produces not a vision, but the wholesale dissolution of consensus reality. This is the neuroscience of the strangest legal psychoactive plant most people have never knowingly met. A psychedelic that skips serotonin. Salvinorin A is a potent and remarkably selective agonist at the kappa opioid receptor, the KOR. The 2002 characterization by Roth and colleagues established it as the first known non-nitrogenous, plant-derived KOR agonist, and later work pegged its selectivity at more than 5,000-fold for KOR over the mu and delta opioid receptors. That matters because the kappa system is a different neuropharmacological world from the mu opioid system that governs morphine and heroin. KOR activation does not produce euphoria or classic opioid reward, and salvinorin A has essentially no affinity for the mu receptor that drives opioid overdose. Structurally, salvinorin A is a neoclaridane diterpene, a plant terpenoid, and its complete lack of a basic nitrogen atom makes it a genuine curiosity. Almost every drug that acts on the central nervous system carries nitrogen. Salvinorin A does not, which is why it has become a prized scaffold for medicinal chemists trying to build novel KOR-targeted molecules from an unprecedented template. The takeaway is easy to miss. Calling salvia a psychedelic is a category convenience. Mechanistically, it belongs to a family of one: the signaling and the circuits. When salvinorin A binds KOR, it activates the receptor's inhibitory GIO signaling, suppressing cyclic AMP, modulating ion channels through the G-beta-gamma subunits, and recruiting the beta-arrestin pathway that drives kinase cascades such as P38-MAPK. This split matters to drug developers. In KOR pharmacology, the G-protein arm is broadly associated with the wanted effects like analgesia, while beta-arrestin recruitment is linked to aversive side effects, so much of the current chemistry aims for G-protein-biased analogs that keep the benefit and shed the dysphoria. Whether salvinorin A itself is meaningfully biased is still debated. It is best described as a high-efficacy agonist rather than a clean-biased ligand. The anatomy is where salvia gets its reputation. The claustrum, a thin sheet of neurons that Francis Crick famously speculated might be a hub for consciousness, is the single most KOR-dense region in the primate brain, and this is the source of the widely repeated claim that salvia switches off the claustrum. This claustrum-centric story should be flagged as an appealing but unproven hypothesis. More recent human imaging argues the real picture is distributed. Salvinorin A attenuates the default mode network and reshuffles communication between brain networks rather than simply silencing one structure. The honest position is that KOR density in the claustrum is real, but that the claustrum equals consciousness switch narrative outruns the evidence. Why the trip is so short and so strange. Salvia's pharmacokinetics explain almost everything about how it feels. In a primate PET study whose timing closely tracks the human experience, salvinorin A reached peak brain concentration in about 40 seconds and cleared with a brain half-life near 8 minutes. It is rapidly converted by esterases to the far less active salvinorin B, and in vitro work implicates cytochrome enzymes, including CYP2D6, in its metabolism. The compound is also extraordinarily potent. Smoked or vaporized doses are on the order of a few hundred micrograms, and the threshold for effect in the brain may be under 10 micrograms. Territory shared with few natural products, root is decisive. Traditional Mazatec use is oral, a chewed quid of fresh leaves or a water infusion, which relies on absorption through the mouth's mucous membranes because the gut and liver destroy salvinorin A before it can act. The effect is milder, slower, and more meditative. Smoking or vaporizing concentrated extract, by contrast, delivers a large dose to the brain almost instantly, producing the abrupt, overwhelming, minutes-long experience that made salvia infamous online. The subjective character, a sense of merging with objects, being pulled or sheared into other realities, contact with entities, and a loss of the ordinary boundary between self and surroundings, reads as dissociative and reality fragmenting rather than as the emotionally open, meaning-laden journeys typical of serotonergic psychedelics. In that respect, its closest experiential cousin is a dissociative like ketamine, not a classic psychedelic, even though the underlying pharmacology is different again, what the human science actually shows. The human neuroscience of salvia rests on a strikingly small foundation. The pivotal study came from the Johns Hopkins Center for Psychedelic and Consciousness Research, where 12 men inhaled vaporized salvinorin A and were scanned with functional MRI during peak effects. The team, which included Frederick Barrett and the late Roland Griffiths, found that salvinorin A tended to decrease connectivity within brain networks while increasing communication between them, with the most prominent effect being attenuation of the default mode network. The self-referential system that classic psychedelics also disrupt arrived at by a completely different pharmacological road. It is elegant work, but it is one small, all-male study, and readers should treat it as a first look rather than a settled map. Beyond that, controlled human dose response work by Johns Hopkins psychologist Matthew Johnson documented salvinorin A's rapid, intense, and transient effects on perception and dissociation. That is close to the whole of the rigorous human record. There are no completed clinical trials testing salvia or salvinorin A as a treatment for any condition. Anyone who tells you otherwise is overstating the evidence. The therapeutic case? Kept honest. The interest in salvia is really interest in the kappa system it opens. The endogenous ligands for KOR are the dynorphins, a stress and aversion circuit that is dysregulated in depression, addiction, and anxiety, which is why the pharmaceutical action right now is largely in KOR antagonists such as aticaprant and navacaprant being trialed for depression, not agonists. This produces salvia's central paradox. In rodents, the KOR agonist salvinorin A has shown antidepressant-like effects, less immobility in the forced swim test, restored sucrose preference. Yet in humans, KOR activation reliably produces dysphoria, anxiety, and psychotomimetic effects. That contradiction is unresolved and is a genuine caution flag against extrapolating rodent antidepressant findings to people. A 2025 systematic review and meta-analysis in translational psychiatry offers the most sober current summary. Screening 1,718 publications, the authors included 82 in their synthesis and just 10 in the quantitative meta-analysis, and everyone was preclinical. The clearest positive signal was neuroprotection. Pooled animal stroke studies showed salvinorin A reduced brain edema, though with substantial heterogeneity between studies. Addiction is the other active area where salvinorin A and its analogs blunt cocaine-seeking in rodents, and where medicinal chemists are pursuing derivatives like 16-bromosylvinorin A that keep the anti-cocaine effect while dropping salvia's aversive baggage. The through line: real, interesting preclinical signals, zero human efficacy data, and a field that is early and sparse. Safety: low dependence, real acute risk. Salvia's physical safety profile is, by drug standards, reassuring. Animal studies at high chronic doses found no changes in cardiac conduction, blood pressure, heart rate, body temperature, organ histology, or seizure threshold. And there is little evidence that salvia produces physical dependence or the compulsive use pattern of addictive drugs. Because KOR activation is aversive rather than rewarding, salvia has low abuse liability. People rarely want to do it repeatedly, and no verified overdose deaths are attributable to salvinorin A itself. The risks are psychological and situational. The acute experience can be genuinely overwhelming. Complete loss of body awareness, terror, confusion, and an inability to recognize surroundings, all arriving within seconds. The most concrete danger is physical injury. A person who stands, walks, or thrashes while dissociated can fall, burn themselves on the still-lit pipe, or hurt others. In the same preclinical review, 7 of 9 animal studies found salvinorin A to be anxiogenic, consistent with the dysphoria humans report. Minorities of users report lingering confusion or disorientation, and rare accounts describe more persistent distress. The population data are weak, so these should be read as real but poorly quantified. The consensus harm reduction position, a calm setting, a sober sitter, a seated or lying position, no open flames within reach, is not optional advice for salvia. It is the difference between an intense curiosity and an ambulance call. From the Sierra Mazateca to YouTube. Salvia divinorum is a mint family herb native to the cloud forests of the Sierra Mazateca in Oaxaca, Mexico, where Mazatec healers have long used it as Ska Maria Pastora, the leaves of the Shepherdess Mary, for divination and healing, typically as a chewed quid or a leaf infusion in dim, quiet ceremony. Western science arrived slowly. The plant was noted in the late 1930s and 1940s, but it was the 1962 expedition of ethnomycologist R. Gordon Wasson and chemist Albert Hoffman, the same Hoffman who synthesized LSD, that finally collected a flowering specimen, allowing formal botanical description. Its lineage links it to the same mid-century ethnobotanical wave that surrounded the Mazatec mushroom Curandera Maria Sabina, though salvia occupied a quieter, secondary role in that tradition. For decades, salvia remained an obscure ethnobotanical footnote. That changed abruptly in the 2000s, when the plant, then legal almost everywhere and sold openly as concentrated extract, became a viral fixture on YouTube, filmed as a shock novelty rather than used ceremonially. The turning point in public perception came with a 2010 video of a newly 18 Miley Cyrus smoking salvia from a bong. The resulting media panic accelerated a wave of state legislation, with lawmakers openly citing the footage. The arc from Mazatec sacrament to internet stunt to legislative target is, in miniature, the story of how modern drug policy often gets made, reactively and around the most sensational possible use case. The legal patchwork. Salvia occupies one of the odder positions in drug law. It is not a federally controlled substance in the United States. The DEA has for years listed Salvia divinorum and Salvinorin A as a drug and chemical of concern, but has never scheduled them under the Controlled Substances Act. Into that federal vacuum, states legislated piecemeal. As of 2025 to 2026, roughly 27 to 30 U.S. states, plus some territories restrict or ban salvia outright, while it remains legal, sometimes with age limits such as 18 plus in the rest. Sources disagree on the exact count because bans, age restrictions, and Salvinorin A-only statutes are tallied differently, so treat any single headline number with caution and check your specific state's current statute. Internationally, the picture is similarly fragmented. Australia was the first country to ban salvia and Salvinorin A back in 2002, and numerous countries now control it, including Japan, South Korea, and much of Europe, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, Italy, Poland, Sweden, Portugal, and others, while the United Kingdom brought it under the Psychoactive Substances Act. Because these schedules change and are enforced unevenly, the only responsible summary is that salvia's legality is genuinely location-dependent and worth verifying against a current, jurisdiction-specific source before assuming anything. This article is education, not medical advice.